May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our readings today reveal something really extraordinary. And that is that the earthly Jesus was, in some way, the very incarnation of the one who created everything, the whole universe. This is an amazing thing to say about someone who was also a human being. There is in Christ revealed the very character, will, purpose, and power of God. And yet, as the letter to the Philippians reveals, he, in a process which is called kenosis, he let go of his omnipotence, of his omniscience, of his omnipresence, in order to be able to come and experience what it was like to be human, to be one of us. Now, the extraordinary thing about Lent is it holds these two things in tension. We prepare for our Lent against that backdrop of knowing who it is that Christ really is, that he is the creator and Lord of all, in the essence of who he is, expressed, incarnated in his earthly life. And now in his risen life, he is there, returned to that place of glory and majesty. Yet here on earth, he was humbled, a human being, just like us. And as a human being, called to obey his Father, he had to prepare for his ministry. He was called, like we are, to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. He received that Holy Spirit in his baptism, but before he did that, and before he did any miracles or any teaching, he was called to go to the desert, to the wilderness, and to have his character tested, like any human being, like us. 40 days in the wilderness without food. 40 days in the wilderness of being only himself before his Father, where also, as we have known and have heard, he was tempted by the devil, and angels came to help him. This testing and this tempting is something that we all experience. Now, the purpose of it is to refine character, to test and find out, to assess the character of someone. And as we know, Jesus came through the test with flying colours. He came back to Galilee strengthened and ready for his ministry, without any doubt now about who he was and what his purpose was and what he was meant to do. This is so inspiring for us. Christians, of course, are always inspired by everything that Jesus did and said. But this experience of his in the desert inspires us to recreate something of that testing, so that we too may refine our characters and be drawn to give ourselves to our Father in heaven. And we seek to do this afresh every year in the 40 days of Lent. Of course, the character of Lent and the traditions of Lent call from us actions, attitudes, and a being which is inspired by what Jesus went through in the wilderness. How might we respond then and make this a good Lent? First of all, there's fasting. I don't mean that we give up food for 40 days like Jesus, but the tradition is that we give something up, something that we enjoy. It could be something that we eat, like cakes or chocolates, or coffee, something we drink, or alcohol. Or it could be something that we like to do. We could decide not to watch movies or a particular soap or TV at all. The purpose of this is not just to suffer. The purpose of this is to forego something which brings us pleasure in order to be able to focus on someone or someone else or other people. To be able to focus instead on what it is that God is asking of us, or how it is that we can serve others. What will we do with that time that's focused by the privation of something that we enjoy? Well, there are a number of responses. Again, all part of the pattern of Jesus. We will reflect on our character, the kind of people that we are. What are the flaws in our character, honestly, truly? What has God been trying to work on us in for many years, but we haven't quite cracked it yet? What are the things where we need to review and say, I could do better than this? Could we consider other possibilities about what we can be and what we can do? And that takes something else, which is always part of Lent. We've thought about fasting. What I've just spoken about is reflection. What I'm going to speak about now is repentance. And repentance, the Greek word metanoia, literally means to change your mind. And one of the things that we're called to do is to change our minds, to change our perspective about the way we see ourselves and others and the world. I had this experience just the other day. I was reading in the newspaper an account of some tunnelling that's going on in a London square in order to raise awareness about the destruction of the HS2 line. Now, my natural reaction to this is to disapprove, because I like law and order. And I don't like the idea of people breaking that law and order. But as I read this article, I began to be challenged in my thinking and my emotions about it. I began to hear something of the other point of view, particularly through, there's a particular activist called Swampy. His 16-year-old son was there, and his 16-year-old son was explaining how the HS2 plans were going to rip up ancient woods, and he described what it was like to be in these ancient woodlands. All of the ecosystem there, all of the intricate and interconnected nature of plants and animals in that system, all ripped down to make our lives easier. And I began to think, oh, maybe there's another point of view. I began to see a little differently. This is the kind of change in perspective which God is asking for us. I don't mean about that particular issue. It doesn't matter whether you agree with them or with me on that issue. That's not the point. The point is, I'm trying to describe a process by which we look at something that we think we have an opinion about, and we begin to be open to the possibility that somebody else might have some wisdom about that that we don't have, or can see something that we can't see. Now, that could be something about ourselves. It could be something about other people, the way we see others. Who is it that we tend to look down on? Are there people that we really don't like and we criticise to ourselves or to others? Could it be that there's another perspective about them? Could it be that we could see people differently and understand them differently and bring some love and compassion and generosity to them? And this is another response, of course. Jesus came out of the wilderness in the power of the Spirit and began to do some remarkable things. And many people have thought that perhaps we don't wait until the 40 days are over until we do remarkable things. Perhaps what we can do is to do remarkable things like right here and now. And there has been a movement called the 40 Acts. 40 Acts, in which people are encouraged each day to take an act, to make an action which is kind and generous and specific too. something which we may not have done. You can look at this on a website called 40 Acts. It's happened for the last 10 years, and it hasn't been updated yet, so I don't know if they're going to put new ones on for 2021, but you could look on the website, 40 Acts, and see what the kinds of things that were suggested for 2020. Maybe that's the kind of thing that we could do. Or perhaps we could just decide that each day that there is going to be somebody that we will reach out to somewhere with generosity, be it somebody we know or somebody on the other side of the world. Every day, something to be generous about. Another possibility is joining in our Ash Wednesday service, Wednesday the 17th at 10 o'clock for coffee, 10:30 for the service by Zoom. Join us if you can, and the Zoom links are emailed and on Facebook. Lent course is another thing. Our Lent course will be on Mondays at 10 o'clock, again by Zoom. Again, the link will be published by email and on Facebook. A Lent book is something that many people do. There are Lent books published every year, so there's many, many books to choose from. Just Google it, Lent books, and see what takes your fancy, see what draws your heart. They're usually something that you read every day and ponder as you go. So let's try and make a good Lent, to be inspired by our Lord Jesus Christ, knowing and understanding who he is, but also what he humbled himself to become for us, and following in his footsteps, even through desert places. In the name of Jesus, Amen.